Hey, welcome to the Mead House. Jeff here.
Chris here. It's been, okay, first of all, I was riding the high of last week's episode. I had so much fun that time, that episode. I'm still riding kind of a little bit of high on that one. That was a lot of fun.
I love just throwing ideas around. And I don't think we, in the last week, have settled on any of the plans we had, but it's still a great, great fun to toss some ideas around, see what we come up with. And I know something amazing is going to come up for that, of that in this coming season here. So.
So I'm not upset by it. You know, we'll get to it. But honestly, goodness, I just got to live closer to you so we do this more often. Welcome to Mead House, guys. Guys, everyone will be coming in and spend time with us every week. Sans the week we missed a couple weeks ago. But Grishy coming in.
We appreciate it so much. Yeah. The interaction, whether it's on our email, info@themeadhouse.com, or on Facebook. And we keep saying we need to get on more social media sites, but we'll do that eventually.
Honestly, guys, it's not so much we don't want to, it's when we have lives.
Yeah, this is obviously we are not doing this as a means of making money. This is just two buds having fun. So is what it is.
Yeah. We realized this last week we have not talked about cocktails in quite a while.
Right. And more to the point, the last time we talked about cocktails, they were of a very, like, fall, early winter kind of character. They were not necessarily a summer character. So I thought it might be fun to do a little bit more summery cocktail kind of a experience here.
But before we get that, we do have to thank Box and Barleycorn for keeping up with us and keeping supporting us, keeping the game on here. So I really appreciate guys. Jake and the guys there, they do a lot of great work. They love what they do. They're good at what they do, more importantly. And they got everything you need, your supplies, your equipment, your recipes, your knowledge, your help.
Anything you could want, whether it's ingredients or inspiration or just a little troubleshooting along the way. They're a fantastic source for it. And, you know, the prices at Box and Barleycorn are, by definition, just because they have to compete with the greater world of everybody available out there. They're pretty competitive.
Yeah.
And they're even more competitive if you use our promo code
MHP10,
which gets you 10% off any order, whether that's, I'm pretty sure it's in-house or online. That'll cover, you know, packs, shipping, something. Just make that deal a little sweeter for you.
Already competitive, but hey, a little bit of extra deal never hurts a soul.
And that lets them know that you're getting something useful out of their contribution here. It kind of helps you along the way. So everybody wins here, guys.
So please use that code. And if you don't use the code, just call Jake. Tell him, hey, heard about you guys in the Mead House. Ask your questions and get your help.
Sure.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. All right. So we were talking about cocktails. This year, now, last time we did like the holiday cocktail thing.
Right. Bees knees. It was more of like a Thanksgiving kind of, We had a nice kind of a fall campfire-y cocktail. We had some other stuff going on.
Yeah. I have to look back and see it again because we said, hey, let's do this. And then we didn't look at what we did before. So
One of them was like,
the blackberry.
The blackberry was one of the stellar ones. We had a muddled apple pie mead kind of thing going on. And we had a couple others. Off the top of my head, I don't remember all of them.
But overall, they were pretty good.
Mm-hmm. They were great. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. It was something we really enjoyed doing. So it's summertime now. Cocktails are still a perfectly viable way of drinking your mead.
Right. Well, and, you know, I like to play with fruit and stuff. Lately, the last couple of years, I have been doing, every summer, I've been doing some kind of a citrus fruit little mix where I'll take, on the one hand, I like to do, whether it's lemon cellar or lime cellar or whatever, I'll use the zest to make that. But at the same time, I've got all this juice left over from those fruits that isn't going to last as long as it takes to make the cocktails with the zest. So I'll mix those one-to-one with like sugar and make a little syrup. And then we have cocktails with that. And that was kind of the inspiration for the one that I wanted to share with you.
Yeah.
Because I made a cocktail out of this. And then I said, you know, I could meadify this. I could make a mead cocktail out of this. So basically,
our mead of the day is several cocktails, guys, in case you haven't caught on.
Truth. Very true. So the cocktail recipe that I started with was basically a riff on bee's knees. But instead of using honey, I used the sweetened lemon syrup, one part of sweetened lemon syrup, two parts of gin. And with For today's brew, I'm using Bilschen, which is a local distiller, and it's botanicals, it's orange peel, it's kind of citrus and botanical forward as opposed to juniper forward, like a London Dry. And then there's just a little bit of Crème de Violette. And so for this cocktail, for the mead version of this cocktail, here's how you make this. Take 1 ounce fresh lemon juice. Take 3 ounces of a good mead. We used Olivers. I like the citrusy notes to it.
Oliver's is good, just basic mead. It's very mild. It's got it, commercially, you can get sweet or semi-sweet.
And I think this it was a nice semi-sweet that kind of rides the line without being too overly sweet, but it still adds a level of sweetness to it.
Yeah, actually, the one I got was Oliver Orange Blossom Honey Wine Camelot Mead.
Right, which is exactly the one we tried on an episode a month or two ago,
Yeah.
and I think we both really enjoyed it. So that's kind of the basis for a lot of these cocktails, and I think it makes a great basis for it. 3 ounces, the mead of your choice, preferably a light one. 1.5 ounces, the gin of your choice, preferably something a little more citrus forward or a little bit more floral forward. And then I would start with 1/2 ounce of honey. Stir. Then take a glass, get a nice cube, another 1/2 ounce of that creme de violette in the bottom of the glass, pour over your stirred mead and cocktail and honey mixture, and you get, I don't know what to call this yet.
Okay, well,
I garnished it with a lemon because I'm extra like that.
that's light. It's very pleasant. I mean, this is light lemonade on the back porch light.
Right.
This is nice.
It plays nicely. It has the gin is not as forward in this as the cocktail that I played with before when I was first creating this idea. I think this just is a little bit easier drinking and a little bit more potentially risky, to be honest.
Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, but
This is.
that's a nice one. I mean, that's a very light, summery, hot day mead
Yeah, exactly.
cocktail. I mean, I'm very impressed with it simply because the citrus is not overpowering,
No.
which is
But
exceptional.
it is definitely there and is definitely playing its part. The gin is there, but it's kind of playing second fiddle to the mead, in my opinion.
It actually is. I'm going to agree with that 100%.
And the creme de violette, if you want to get another taste of that real quick before we move on, it's not a prominent part of this, but it's there, and I think it plays really nicely with the mead,
It's
actually.
a nice undercurrent. I didn't notice till I was looking for it, but it is a good base foundation to bring up the rest of it.
Yeah, it's just a little something extra that adds just a,
Well, I mean,
it's nice there.
good creation, man. That was a good creation. All right, now, because I actually went through the International Bartending Institute one time, I pulled out my decades-old book I had. I said, "What's my inspiration here?" I said, "I thought you went through basic cocktails that you can find any bartender knows." And I did a little bit of things to make them a little bit more mead friendly. I replaced the mead, replaced one of the cocktails with mead, like a mojito. Now, this is a mojito. It's just simply 50-50 orange juice mead. Put a little bit of ice in there to cool it off a little bit. It's a hot day still. That's not mojito. That's not mimosa. Mimosa. That's
Mead.
mead mimosa.
So it's a mimosa.
Mimosa. Yes, a mead mimosa. I also am going to make us a mead mojito. That's next one.
And I think we are in the same kind of territory. There's a citrus element to it. It's light. It's kind of, you could have two or three of these and still drive home,
Yeah.
maybe, if the size glasses we're using are
Yeah,
used.
well, we're we have a little bit stronger glass than some.
True. But these are maybe 4 to 6 ounce glasses. We're not killing it here. We're also putting a giant ice cube in it,
Yeah.
so that takes up its own fair amount of
But I
space.
will tell you, in bartending, the ice is part of the ingredients. When you
Yes.
see them throw all the ice in the cup, they need it. It's part of what it is.
It's part, the idea is to dilute some of the spirit and kind of balance everything out together.
The
Yes, for sure.
reason behind the cocktail Bible is they say, "Oh, you put so much ice in there. I'm not getting it. You're getting all the alcohol they put in there, every bit of it." The ice is there for the purpose of chilling it, bringing up the flavors, and balancing it. So whenever you see all the dump a scoop of ice in there, you're still getting your drink. I just promise
None of the alcohol has gone anywhere. It's just been spread a little bit further
you.
out.
Yeah, it's all
You've got
good.
to put a little bit more effort into it, but that effort is just drinking a drink.
So you're
You'll
going to be
be
okay,
okay.
trust me. Now, as said before, while we're doing this, I made a mojito. A mojito instead of the mimosa. Now, the mimito is just a standard mojito with the lime, simple syrup, mint, club soda, and mead instead of rum.
You know, there, when I was out in Alberta, there was a meadery there that had just put out their own mojito that was basically, it was a lime and mint mead. And that was pretty nice. I like the little bit of carbonation in this. That adds a little bit extra to it.
Yeah. Now, if you have sparkling mead, my first thing I said, they say you need sparkling, was what I was saying, you need, because you need the effervescence of for a mojito. Because generally mojitos are made with a little bit of bubbling.
I don't know, the couple of mojitos I've had, I'm not a big mint fan. The mint in this is not pronounced to the point where it is like offensive.
Okay.
So that to me is a non-issue, but generally I don't go for mojitos as a rule, but the mojitos I've had have not been sparkling. It's been like mostly the mint and the rum and some sugar and it really heavy on the ice to dilute it all.
Yeah, but I will tell you now, the key of a mojito is muddling your mint. You've got to crush the mint leaves so you can get some of the oils out of there. At the very beginning, you're going to put a little bit of sugar in there or a little bit of simple syrup, put your mints in, and just crush the snot out of those things with a muddler or something to make sure you have the essence of mint in there. Now, how much mint you put in, now, because Jeff is my friend, I know he doesn't like mint that well. I cut the amount of mint about in half. Usually you use 10 to 12 leaves. I put in 5. So it's just much milder mint flavor.
I could do with a little bit more mint in this, to be
Okay. Yeah.
honest.
I was trying to maybe be generous to your mint thing.
Sure. I mean that, why not? You gotta play to your audience, right?
Yeah, exactly. But mint is okay, guys. If you want to have mint for your cocktails, throw some mint in your some throw it somewhere in your yard. You'll have all the mint you could possibly want in weeks.
Mint is at the end of the day, it's more of a weed than an herb. It
Yeah,
really is.
it will absolutely take over whatever ground you give it. But there are dozens of kinds of mint. There's chocolate mint, there's savory mint, there's standard mint, there's spearmint.
Licorice mint I've got growing up on my patio,
Yeah,
yeah.
there's liquor. There are so many mints out there. Get the one you want and just let her go. Because my mother, she started with one little tiny plant. I'm told, sometime in my early 3 to 4 years old stage, and she put a little tiny plant next to the porch, next to her steps going out into the backyard. And by the time I saw that, it was down a quarter of the house, and that was not very long. That was a few years before I realized that was mint, but that was fine because I just go in, I pick a piece of mint and chew on it all day. That was just fun, comma. If the people that took over that house since we moved out did not remove it, that whole yard may be inside right now. It is invasive.
A similar thing happened to the side little garden off of my mom's patio when I was growing up. It was kind of like a maybe 8 foot long stretch, maybe half a foot on one end and a kind of a 3 to 4 foot deep triangle on the other. Very triangular space, but she put mint and a few other herbs in there, and the mint just kind of rolled over everything else. And within 3 years, it was a mint garden.
It was a mint garden. That this isn't a bad thing, because guy mint is not going to hurt you. Mint is actually an excellent reason to keep bugs away from your garden for the most part. Mint is useful.
And it
Use it
can
with
be
coffee.
nice in reasonable quantities.
Culinarily speaking, it's a pretty useful weed, comma. Mint will take over. But because I could not resist myself in doing things that have you ever heard of the Greyhound drink or the Salty Dog?
There was a salty dog bar in Lawrence, Kansas, where I went to college.
Okay, now
So,
the Salty Dog drink is actually a vodka and a grape juice or grapefruit juice.
okay, yes.
That's all it is, like 2 ounces to 4 ounces
All right,
alcohol.
easy combination.
Yeah.
Sure.
A Greyhound is without the salt rim.
Okay.
It's because and I've actually when I was actually doing an event where they said, "Oh, can I get a Salty Dog?" Well, I can give you a Greyhound. They said, "Why? I don't have salt." They didn't bring me salt. They said, "I'll take a Greyhound," and everybody was happy.
There you go. There you go.
But this is a salt. This is effectively a mead dog or mead hound. I'm gonna put a piece of ice in there. And this is 2-to-1 juice to mead. Now, I will back up a little bit to the meadito. I'm very surprised because I put simple syrup in here to muddle with, and it was not oversweet.
No, it was not. And I would have expected, because the bulk of the alcohol in that was the Olivers, which is a little bit sweet,
Yeah,
but not terribly sweet.
but it did not translate the same, so it's very good.
No, I think the ratio on that was right on.
Thank you.
Really.
Sometimes math works.
The Greyhound, the Mead Hound,
Yeah.
is pretty light. It's really easy drinking. And I think that basically for a lot of these, we're basically just replacing a 40% spirit with a 15% mead. And for not getting silly at a backyard barbecue, these are all pretty solid options. Have you
Yeah.
tried this yet?
No, I have not. I mean, I made these things. I know the science behind it sound, but I didn't try it.
Part of the experience is trying it, right?
That meat took a lot of the harshness out of that grapefruit
It
juice.
really
And this is a
does.
ruby red grapefruit juice.
Now, here's something I want to try though,
Okay.
since we've got about half of this Mead Hound left, because I still have the tequila and American Oak from last
Tincture.
week
Yeah.
sitting here. And the cocktail that I think of when it comes to grapefruit juice is a Paloma. Which is just it's tequila and grapefruit juice
Yeah.
instead of vodka. So I'm gonna put, let's see, we're at about 4 milliliters. I'm gonna try and take us down to two.
So we're 2 milliliters in with the meat out.
Just a little something tequila-y.
Now that did change the texture a little bit, the visual texture.
That adds another note to it.
And not a bad one.
No,
And not a bad one.
it's a
I'm
little
I
interesting.
was a little I was a little bit wary of that one. I didn't know how much oak would affect a grapefruit flavor.
Right, but it's not a lot going into a small cocktail
Yeah,
glass
and we've
here.
got about 3 ounces in there against the milliliter. But not bad, not bad at all.
No.
So I'm kind of impressed with that. Now, guys, if you look onto any Google summer cocktails, there are literally posters made of how to construct these cocktails.
Right. A lot of cocktails are a formula kind of a thing, and the you can change up and get eight different cocktails just changing up the spirit going into this formula, whether it's you put rye into it, it's a Manhattan, you put vodka in it, it's a margarita, martini,
Martini.
kind of the same idea.
Anyway, but I will tell you, while I was doing the research on this thing this last week, I stumbled across a Tom Hanks interview. He goes, he was out and about, and he was enjoying some drinks, and the guy says, "Oh," he goes, "I want this." He goes, "Well, we're out of this, but I've got champagne, and I can put it in Diet Coke for you." So the guy put champagne with Diet Coke in a glass for Tom Hanks, because Tom Hanks said, "Sure, bring it. Let's see what happens." Being the pleasantly adventurous person he is, apparently. And he goes, it was delicious. Now, the reason I found this is because I was looking through, me things, and I got, and Lake comes says, I want to try what Tom Hanks said was good because, well, okay, she didn't say, but she looked like she had her doubts.
I too have my doubts.
Now, I'm gonna, now off a recording, we're gonna try sometime because Diet Coke and champagne sounds like a horrible combination,
Agreed.
but I have found three separate videos where I said that's actually pretty good, and I don't know why.
Do you know if it was a dry champagne or like a sweet champagne, like a Prosecco? What?
I don't honestly know. I'll look again to see if I can find some more information on it,
Okay.
but he was in a bar that had champagne, so I can't imagine it was the top end of champagne by any stretch.
I don't know if they have a well champagne, but it's probably something they can get by the case fairly easily. Sure. Yes.
But that being said, I was sitting here going, huh? And I wanted to bring it up simply because it was funny to about, because you never know what's good, apparently.
By the same token, we're gonna have to save a little of this Olivers and try it 1-to-1 with Diet Coke, apparently, to see if that's any good.
You have Diet Coke, or do you have to go get Diet Coke?
We'll have to go get Diet Coke, but
Okay.
we'll have to go get champagne too, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe we'll just do a short blurb on our next installment of our MeadCast where we say, okay, we're doing it now, guys. Yeah,
Oh, you regret this already, but here we go.
there may be regrets. But anyway, so now I only brought two more drinks, and actually they're a variation of the same thing. It's called a
Okay.
Mead Spritzer.
All right.
Now, the first mead spritz I have is Mead Bitters Club Soda. And I have it over here. I'm going to see if I can find it real quick. Okay, so I have a mead, my mead, my first mead spritzer I made of the two is mead, dash of bitters, some club soda, and club soda is half the amount of the mead, and
Okay.
an orange peel. Now you twist the orange peel to get the oils onto the drink, so you have the fragrance of orange and citrus on
And
top
yeah,
of it.
you totally smell the citrus on this
Yeah,
when
and
you
that's
spritzed orange.
and when you
Yeah.
see a bartender twist that the oils like that, that's to get that impact on your nose immediately.
Do you want to smell this? Because it smells amazing.
Oh, that's really nice. I like that.
I almost wish it was a little bit more bubbly. Because it was a club soda, or is
Club
it?
soda.
Yeah. I want more of the bubbliness of the club soda is for
Okay.
that light character, but I don't want more of the dilution of the drink.
Okay, gotcha. But we well, next one I make, well, actually, I'm gonna. It's gonna have. It's not gonna have club soda at all.
Okay.
I think I put the club soda a little bit too soon. It's gone away.
That's possible, yeah.
Yeah.
It might have
But the flavor, even
yes.
I can see how it'd be better with the bubbles. It'd be lighter on the tongue, but it's still not too bad. It's a flat but still light drink. That is my number one, my last place finisher at this point. So I will, you know, I should not put the club soda in as soon as I did. But unfortunately, okay, first of all, before you guys, we got on the air, guys, I opened the club soda and it tried to attack me. But I didn't even do anything to it. I mean, it didn't shake it, didn't bounce it, didn't handle it roughly. It was just sitting next to me and I picked it up, twisted the top and it tried,
I was a little worried it was going to hit the electrical equipment and then we were going to have problems, but no,
Yeah, but
we're doing fine.
fortunately, we were good. The last one I'm going to do here is another form of spritzer. Now, you can pull any drink you want, anything you want, almost invariably. But generally, the drinks I like best are the ones that are self-descriptive.
Sure.
Spritzers, as historically, are very light drinks.
Yes,
They're
that's kind of
supposed
the
to
point.
be, yeah, they're supposed to be what they are without killing you. And this spritzer, instead of having just the mead, bitters, and orange peel, has citrus in it, like lime, which I'm putting in now, and grapefruit juice with the mead. Awesome.
Now, what occurs to me as you're preparing this, a lot of the drinks we're having tonight are a little more on the lower ABV side.
Yeah.
And that's probably a really slow choice if
It's
you
summertime.
have to go home or you're in the middle of a heat wave for a backyard barbecue. You could easily do a half and half kind of situation.
Yeah.
Instead of substituting entirely with mead, do half mead, half the
Anything.
spirit of choice.
I mean, honestly, heat and alcohol have never been good friends.
No, they haven't. I have.
How many stories you know? Well, yeah, I was drinking all this thing and it was really nice in the winter when it warmed me up, but in the summertime, eh.
I have hosted parties where people have had my 14% braggots in a solo cup and wound up passed out in a lawn chair.
Yes.
It doesn't work and it's terrible. And then you got to deal with dehydrated party guests. No one likes that.
Well, no, not just a lot of it. It's actually a little bit dangerous because alcohol will dehydrate you a little bit.
Right.
There's no reason not to have. There's no reason to not have more alcohol in a summer drink. So if I can do this, which apparently I cannot, I'm now going to add a little bit of ice to this because summer drinks, in my opinion, should always be cold.
Yes, part of the charm of a summer drink is just being able to show off a little bit from the ice.
Now, this spritzer is 4 ounces of grapefruit juice, 4 ounces of mead, 1 ounce of lime, a little bit of simple syrup, which, if anybody knows what simple syrup is, it's equal parts water and sugar until it's boiled, till it's heated, until it's a consistent and doesn't separate.
Right.
And this is the spritzer for mead.
That's nice. That's
Now, because of the 5 ounces of non-alcoholic and 1 4 ounces of alcoholic, we're looking at roughly 5 to 6% alcohol at this
it's a
point.
pretty light one, yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of the non-alcoholic is fairly intense citrus between the
Yeah.
lime and the grapefruit. I wouldn't hate it if it was a little bit more sweet, but I think it still works really nicely.
Well, we can fix that
We
actually. We
why don't
can.
you taste it as is first, and then you can give your opinion as to whether it needs more.
Okay, the grapefruit juice is a little bit harsh at this point, so we'll add just another
Just a slug.
a slug, about a half ounce of simple syrup, and see what that does for us here. By the way, I thank Jeff for having a very complete bar set there that I can use.
that tones it down a little bit, and I think that's right on the money. It's not.
Oh yeah, the sweet glaze over the bitter of the grapefruit.
The sweet really toned in more in the aftertaste than the direct taste. You still get a lot of the citrusy kind of the bite of the citric acid right up front, but the sweetness kind of just kind of mellows everything out towards the end, and I think that's exactly what it's supposed
Yeah.
to be, right?
Now, mind you know, I designed these things for a summertime cocktail. Everything I thought was for hot summer days because we've had them.
Yes,
I mean,
all
all
the
over the
time.
world, this has been a it's summer, guys. I have friends in Switzerland, England that I talk to on a fairly regular basis. They're sitting here. I mean, England is going through one of the worst heat spells they've had in a very, very long time.
Right. And I know my friends over in Germany and the Czech Republic are also seeing like there are droughts there that have rivaled some of the worst in recorded history.
But you know, I mean, when I saw it and I said, oh, it's like 40 degrees here Celsius. I'm saying, okay, that's like 90 something.
But they don't have air conditioning over
Yeah,
there.
and I feel bad for him too, because actually one of my dear friends, Jemima, in England, her husband got her a portable air conditioner for her their 100-year-old house that they're now moving into as they're getting ready to marry. And I'm sitting here, oh, he loves you. And she's sitting here, yes, he does.
No, it's been, God, it's been a quarter century since it was thereabouts, since I was living in the Czech Republic, almost anyway. But I remember when I was living over there, air conditioning was a very bougie thing. Restaurants would advertise, "We have air conditioning," in like signs on the summer just to draw people in.
And you know, don't be too hard on the people in Europe, guys. Their power grid's not really set up for everybody having an air conditioner.
No, it really isn't as nearly as intense as ours is.
Yeah, I mean, we have a very robust power system allowing us to have air conditioners in every business, home, whatever, comma. They do not. They're how, you know, as my friend Jemima always says, you guys think 100 years is a long time. We think 100 miles is a long ways. And that's true. But by the same token, because she is in a house that was built in the 1700s, and this is considered reasonable new build in England. So not having air conditioning is completely on track with this.
Realistically, yeah, no, the installation of electricity and any kind of central heat was not in the floor plan of the building.
But she is, you know, I keep telling her about, oh yeah, you know, even their roads over there are narrower than ours.
Yes.
Because they weren't built for cars or trucks like we have. Their trucks are narrower and taller. But anyway, but we're, you know, looking at, you know, I just quickly looked up summer cocktails and everything from the mojito to a pearl spritz, which I don't know what a pearl is. I think it's an Italian.
Aperol is a, it gets a bitter kind of a, I think it's a bitter orange flavor.
Okay.
It's been a minute since I've had that,
Where everything you can put an alcohol in, you can put a mead, even a strong mead in.
but.
To replace the alcohol and make a mead cocktail
Or go half and half with it.
or half and half. There actually I've seen things where you combine mead with gin or mead with whiskey to make whiskey sours or gin whatever drink with your mead. Because the mead, if you use a sweet mead, I prefer using a sweet mead because I want the sweetness of the mead somewhere in there.
Right.
A lot of them say, well, you should use a dry mead. Okay, then what are you putting in at this? You know, 'cause what are you adding to the drink?
And my philosophy for making cocktails is very much in the, well, we've got a sweet component, we've got a flavor component, we've got a spirit component. The mead can be the sweet part,
Yeah.
and we'll keep the spirit in there.
Yeah. And
And
that's completely acceptable.
that's why mine is a little silly.
And yours is actually quite good. It's one of the better ones we've had here, to be honest.
I like the flavor components, and I think it worked really well, which is kind of why I wanted to present it
How
with
much
you.
of the lavender, essence of lavender, you put in?
Very little, maybe half an ounce. Like, to be perfectly honest, I poured in enough to have like a millimeter or two on the bottom of the glass before I added the ice and poured the rest of the cocktail over.
Okay, and it's present.
Yes.
It is not the shrinking violet in this case. I can taste the lavender.
That was a funny joke, considering it is crème de violette.
Yeah, crème de violet. Yeah, but it is actually the secret to any cocktail, guys. Speaking from the International Bartending Institute training I went through too many years ago, it's way too many years ago, and I actually did a serious search to find my book to find that, and oh my gosh. The memories, not the good ones, but the memories. You know,
I have a
but
lot of jobs like that.
yeah, adding a little bit of sweetness from mead can only make it a little bit more. And you can substitute and or add to. If you're gonna make a margarita with mead, cut back into tequila, add a little bit of mead. And it could be 1-to-1. It's gonna be fine, but you're gonna have to tweak it. But guys, the bottom line is we made some pretty good cocktails ideas within a week.
Yeah, this is we threw this here in not a lot of time.
Yeah,
And
and I'm kind of happy with the results.
Chris says a week, but bear in mind we both have stuff going on. So
Yeah, I
this is
mean.
kind of, I have an hour tonight, I have a couple hours tomorrow night. We're throwing this together and kind of figuring stuff out as we go.
But you can do this too. There's no reason you can't. But I'll be honest, we haven't had a bad drink. We've had drinks that were less stellar.
Right.
My,
Some of these were just okay,
they're just
just
okay.
good. Some of these were great. Some of these were fun. Like, bar none, any one of these would be an awesome alternative to passing out in a lawn chair.
In the summer sun, we're gonna get burnt and have your friends laugh at you. Never happened to me, of course not. Not me.
No, why would
No, that's never happened.
neither of us would ever display any kind of lack of judgment like that.
No, that just hasn't happened. I don't think I have, but I'm not going to say I haven't. I've had some pretty bad burns, and I don't know what to blame them on, except bad judgment.
I mean, there was that one Renaissance fair we went to with the 50-mile-an-hour winds where we had
Oh my
sunburn and windburn.
and windburn, that was so much fun. No, that was it's a fun memory, but it wasn't a fun time.
Realistically, I'm pretty sure the sun was down before I consumed any alcohol on any of those days, and I don't think the alcohol had any anything to do with the rest of the hazards I encountered that weekend.
Yeah, just for you guys to know, we went to a fair, a Renaissance festival together one time, and the wind was so bad day and night, it never stopped. It
No.
never ever stopped. We thought we were sunburned. We were windburned more than we were sunburned. Yes, we were windburned more than we were sunburned. We were exfoliated by nature.
I went home and I shaved my head before work the next day, and I swear, like, the part of my face that does not grow hair still had like that almost leathery burnt part.
That
And the,
sandblasted.
yes, the part that I shaved was like bright pink porcine swine pink and gleaming with new bare skin. And or like, I can I go to work? I don't want to go to work. I have to go to work. I have to go to work. Damn it.
Yeah, but guys, this is an example of we just literally just in like less than 8 hours of the course of the week.
Right. Yes.
I mean, easily under six, I would say pretty easily. We came up with five, six recipes here. Six recipes
Yes.
that not bad.
Solid options, all of
Solid
them.
options, every one of them. And just go with your drink of choice, whatever that drink of cocktail choice of yours is. Add mead, subtract hard
Spirit.
alcohol, your spirits, and see what happens. You might be the belle of the ball at your next party.
At the very least, you're going to act a little less stupid and, get yourself into a little less trouble and have an easier drive home at the end of everything. So,
And if you come up with a good recipe you really like, this kid really well, tell us.
yes,
We want to try
absolutely.
it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to one someday to gather up all the recipes we collect from you guys and just make a post
Yes.
of things you guys have done, because this
Let's
would be awesome.
do a free recipe book at the end of the year or something cool like that. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. And hey, we were using Oliver for all of these because we tried the commercially available easy to find stuff a few weeks back, and
Oliver was pretty, it was about the most solid one we had.
yeah, but if
If you want to use Chaucer's or your own, there's a different mead we should be using instead of Oliver's. Let us know that too. We would love to find out what the better choice for our cocktails would be.
If there's a varietal kind of honey that you've played with that like goes really amazing with gin or tequila or what have you, the wider mead community as a whole deserves to know.
Yeah, that would be us. We are the wider mead community. Now,
Hey,
okay.
make any comment about my waistline
Yeah,
being
oh, like
wider.
you, like I have room to talk, honestly. I'm bigger than you, man. Anyway, but the Oliver we're using is actually the Oliver Camelot Mead Honey Blossom Honey Wine. It's 10% alcohol by volume. So we're looking at something under 5% generally for almost every drink we had.
Pretty much.
And guys, we had a great time here doing this today. We've had two really fun episodes in the last couple of weeks. If there's something you want us to go over again or a new or something you would like us to talk about, please let us know. We'd love to hear about it. We'd love to help you out with that, whatever you need, your me journey.
Absolutely.
But guys, I think we're going to call it here because we've gone through yet another bottle of mead.
Only one bottle, which is not.
Well, okay, we generally go through a bottle.
And we had a couple shots of gin in the
And a
middle of
couple
it,
shots of
so.
gin in the mead. So we're not doing horribly by our standard, comma. We're going to call it here.
Could be worse.
Could be.
But let's quit while we're ahead.
Let's
I
go ahead.
agree.
Guys, I hope you got something out of this episode. Tell us what you would like it to do. Tell us what you'd like to see. And give us some recipes that you think you'd like, think we'd like, and we'd love to hear them.
Reach
Guys,
out, guys. We love chatting with you.
Jeff,
Chris, cheers, buddy.
Happy meeting everybody. Thank you very much.